Good news, if you were locked up somewhere, or if someone had power over you, and someone came to you and said, hey, guess what? The bad times are over. Good times are coming.
这是怎么样一个好消息，当一个非有有权柄的人来到你的面前对你说，看了，坏的时光已经过去，好的时光已经来临，就要来临。
That's what the Israelites heard when they were the captors of the Babylonians, captives of the Babylonians.
这就是以色列人在他们是还是巴比伦的奴隶的时候，他们听见了以赛亚给他们所说的话。
But the problem for them is that this was only temporary.
但是他们的问题是这个解脱只不过是暂时的。
Because the Israelites and Jews without God's presence among them and the form of the Holy Spirit that He gives us today guiding their hearts were destined to sin against God again and then be conquered by the Persians and Romans.
但是呢，那如果以色列人那时候没有神在他们中间，如果他们没有像我们今天这样因着圣灵在我们心中啊做引导的工作，他们必然会再次犯罪，他们必然会成为以后的其他的外邦人的奴隶，就像是波斯和罗马人的奴隶一样。
However, when Jesus came to this earth, the angels proclaimed on the day of his birth a more lasting solution.
然而，当基督来到这个世上的时候，当天使宣称他的降临的时候
，It's something you're all familiar with. Open your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 2. Look at verses 9 to 14.
这是我们都很熟悉的，我们可以把圣经打开到路加福音第二章第九节到第十四节。
You know, at Christmas time, this always warms my heart to hear these words.
在圣诞节的时候，这个给大家分享这段经文，总是让我的心非常的温暖。
Good news that will cause great joy. Isn't this what we all want?
好的消息总是带来非常的喜乐。
A Savior has been born.
一个救主为你们而生。
Look at these words, a peace on earth to those on whom God's favor rests.
听这些话，在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
Now these are words that are not just being proclaimed by a prophet. Whenever people disobey God, and God would have to discipline them and return them, but God is saying, hey, guess what? The good news is this is a lasting thing. It's going to last forever. I will continually give you good news of great joy through this baby.
这跟在旧约的时候不一样。在旧约的时候，先知们会对以色列人说，你们要悔改，否则神的处罚会在你们身上。如果神以色列人悔改以后，神会祝福他们。但在这儿，我们从天上而来的这个平安和祝福是永远的，神会一直给降给我们地上他所喜悦的人有平安和祝福。
So where is all this leading?
这些会带领我们到什么地方？
It's leading to a fulfillment of God's plan and prophecy through to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 65.
这会把我们带到在以赛亚书第65章所预言的那个美好的完美的世界里面去。
This is a situation where after all God's people have accepted Him, all the Christians have become Christians who are supposed to become Christians, then God would call us to a final day of rest.
这个情景就是我们当我们基督徒成为基督徒以后，当神把所有的创造的世界在它里面合一所最后的美好的景象。
And the rest of creation would finally be restored to the kind of relationship that God had always intended forever.
而在这个时候，所有的被造界会在上帝里面合一，而这个合一是上帝在起初创造的时候就有这样的一个愿望。
This is part of that good news.
这就是以赛亚书所说的信息。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 65 and take a look towards the end.Of the chapter in verses 20.
我们可以把以赛亚书打开到第六十五章，我们可以看到最后二十节。
Now that particular chapter is about a new heavens and a new earth in many ways. Now towards the end.
那节以赛亚那章以赛亚书向我们展现了一个新天和新地。
And I want you to look specifically at Isaiah chapter 65 verse 25.
我们一起来看六十五章第二十五节。
It says, the wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox.
这里面说到豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样。
It also says, they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord.
嗯，他同样也说到，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人也不害物，这是耶和华说的。
So this is what the Christian life should mean for you today.
这就是一个基督徒的生活所代表的。
What is intended for and where it is headed.
这也是神所希望。
This is the good news we can all be excited about because of the work of Christ, His life, His death, His resurrection, but more important, His ruling in heaven.
这也是我们应该感到非常兴奋的，因为我们看到耶稣基督已经得胜，掌管这个世界。
And because He is ruling in heaven, the Holy Spirit can be present with us now and rule in our hearts.
因为耶稣基督在天上掌权，所以他所赐的圣灵可以在我们心中直到每天的生活。
This is how God communicates the peace of the good news to us. You can be called to an understanding of the truth and also to peace.
这就是说我们这个基督徒可以被神所呼召，了解他所给我们的平安，了解他所给我们的救恩。
You see, the Israelites, they would only receive news like this every once in a while.
我们看到以色列人在旧约的时候只是时不时的能够听见上帝给他们的这些信息。
But because of God's Holy Spirit in you as Christians, you receive it every day, and He wants you to respond to it every day and do something about it.
然而，在我们现在的基督徒，因为我们心里有圣灵，所以我们每天每时每刻都会领受上帝这样的信息。
So that's the rest of the good news.
这就是好消息，剩余的补。
God invites you to be involved with Him on a daily basis.
神呼召我们每天都与他同行。
To share His word today, and then you will participate in the good news blessings.
每天来与别人分享他的好消息。
So now let's take a brief look at the beginning of that passage we just read, at verses 14 and 15.
我们再回头看一下我们刚才分享的罗马书第十章第十四节。
How can people call on the Lord? How can they believe in Him? And how can they hear God's word without someone preaching to them?
让人未曾信他怎能求他呢？未曾听见他怎能信他呢？没有传道怎能听见呢？
God is saying, you are a part of my plan, and when you become a Christian, then I place my words in your heart.
神说你是我计划的一部分，当你成为基督徒以后，我把我的话语放在你的心中。
I don't force you to share the gospel.
我不会强迫你去跟人家分享福音。
I whisper to you gently.
我只不过是在你心中轻轻的说话。
Somebody else needs to hear that message today.
其他的人在今天需要听见这个信息。
And when you get up in the morning, I say to you, good morning.
当你早晨起来的时候，神对你说，早上好。
And I want you to call on me and say good morning back.
神希望你能够回应说早上好。
And then I want you to say, God,What do you have in mind today? What do you have in mind for me? What do you have? What are you doing as part of your plan?
然后神想你问他，你的今天给我一个什么样的计划？
And then God wants to say to you, Okay, are you ready? Here it is.
神就会对你说，你准备好了吗？这就是我给你的计划。
So that's what it means to have beautiful feet. God has a plan.You get involved in it, and when He sees you going in that direction and responding to it, then He says, Ah, boy, you know something? Troy and Jerry's feet are truly beautiful.
当我们听到神给我们的指令，然后按照他去说给我们的计划去完成的时候，神会对我们说，看你的脚中是何等的佳美。
And then when you do that, the rest of you, just like...Troy and Jerry, he says, Oh, this is so good. OCECC, your feet are truly beautiful because you're responding to exactly what I want you to do today.
如果我们每位弟兄姐妹就像是 Troy, 或者是 Jerry, 或者我们的短宣队这样回应上帝的话的时候 OCECC 的脚步是何等的佳美，因为我们每一个人都顺从上帝的计划。
Because as I said to you before, originally, this passage,that came from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, told about the Jews' release from captivity.
就像我们开始我跟大家讲的，这节的信息其实起初是来自以赛亚书第65章，当时以色列人在巴比伦手下为奴。
But now, in this particular passage, is talking about the release from captivity of you and I from sin and from separation from God.
而这节经文就其实跟以色列人不一样，它是代表我们完全的从罪的辖制中来解脱，而且能够重新与神和好。
Do you know how good this is?
大家知道这样是多么的美好吗？
Take a look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
我们一起来看彼得前书第二章第九节。
It talks about you running into marvelous light. Into marvelous light I'm running.
这说到我们进入了一个奇妙光明者的。
You're special people now because God has said, I have chosen you because of my grace in Christ. And you are going to have beautiful feet. Look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Called into marvelous light.
我们现在是不一样的人，是一个因为我们进入了神的奇妙光明，就像在彼得前书所说的一样。
That's what Jesus came to do. He came to set the captives free. And that's what he said in his very first sermon.
这就是基督所来的目的，就是让我们被掳的得释放。
Look at Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 20.
这就是耶稣基督起初第一次的传道所说的。我们一起来看路加福音第四章第十八节到第二十节。
Lord, you helped us today to see that she read the passage from Scripture when she was going through the worship service. Here's what it says here, Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. The Spirit of the Lord is on me to proclaim good news, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and the year of the Lord's favor.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差我报告被掳的得释放，报告神喜悦，悦纳人的喜年。
And then he says, today the scripture is fulfilled.
然后他说，今天这经应验在你们的耳中了。
That's the good news.
这就是好消息。
And then later on in verse 17, go back to Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
如果我们看到最后面我们看到罗马书第十章第十七节。
It ties this together for us.
他把这些都联系在一起。
In 17 up here, you can see it. It says, so consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
我们可以看到实际解说，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来。
This is about Christ and about you and others becoming like Christ.
这是关于基督的话，我们和那些要在基督里面的人。
Now, I know this is not new to you.
我知道这些对你们来说并不是新的。
But God always wants this to be exciting for you because if it's exciting for you, it's going to be exciting for somebody else you share it with.
但是呢，神希望我们因着这些话得到激励因为我们会用这些话来激励其他人。
But sometimes for us as Christians, it's hard for us to be excited, let's face it, about being involved in God's work.
然而我们事实上我们一起来看有一些基督徒我们并没有在神的工作中有那么的兴奋或者那么的热心。
Sometimes it's hard to be truly excited about the opportunity to share the word of God.
我们对一些可以去跟人家去分享福音的机会，我们也并不是那么激动或者是那么的热心。
Many times we may take His word for granted because we're, let's face it, we are surrounded by Scripture.
我们有时候会把神的话语想当然，因为我们周围都是神的话语。
You know, I heard recently in a survey that they did regarding Christians that the average Christian household, I kid you not, I do, it's just amazing to me, contains or has, on the average, at least 11 Bibles in some form.
我们最近一个就是测民意调查发现，就是说在每一个基督徒家里面大概有11本。
So we're surrounded by
圣经。
We're surrounded by Scripture.
所以我们每天都被圣经所围绕。
But that doesn't mean the Scripture is in us.
但是并不意味着神的经文、神的话语在我们心中。
And then we're surrounded by church people. We're surrounded by church people.
我也被弟兄姐妹们围绕。
We have all these Christian materials and resources, including Z88.3.
我们有周围的各种各样的圣经的关于圣经的资源。 And so, 88.3.
Yeah, so because of that, sometimes it's hard for us to see the forest with the trees.
所以有时候因为这些我们就像是不识庐山真面目，只因身在此山中。
So when our kids from the church went on this STM trip, they had to step outside of the forest so that they could see the trees.
所以当我们短宣队离开我们这个地方到中国去宣教的时候，他们就离开了我们这个山去看另外一个。
So only when they could see how God was operating somewhere else where people didn't have these resources,
他们可以看到当神在那些地方如何的工作，在那些地方他人并没有这些我们所有的这些资源。
Many Christian households there don't even have one Bible.
有些基督徒的家庭他甚至连一本圣经都没有。
At least not a complete one.
或者是没有一本完整的圣经。
And they had to see how people live who were Christians sometimes on a daily basis when they were in fear.Of the police, of security, or someone getting them into trouble because they were Christians.
也可以看到那些国内的基督徒在每天的生活中如何去面对警察和那些使他们生活遭遇患难的人。
This is the only way they could be encouraged and inspired themselves, I think, for some of them.
这个方式是可以激励他们，也可以同样的来激励我们。
And so when you hear their stories today, I hope you will be equally as encouraged and inspired to say, you know what? I need to be more involved.
所以我希望大家在听完这些短军队队员的见证以后，今天大家能够得到激励，说我也想同样的来参与神的计划。
I hope you'll be inspired to say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to get up this morning and I'm going to say, God, what are you doing? And get busy.
我希望大家能够被激励说今天是耶和华所定的日子起来对神说我愿意被你所用。
Now I'm just going to briefly share with you one story from the STM and then I'm going to bring things to a close so we can have our report.
我只是跟大家想分享一件事情。
It shows what happens when you lose sight of this and this doesn't happen to you when you don't have that attitude in the morning that God, this is your day, help me to understand better, help me to get involved in it.
那如果我没有这样的态度每天早上起来把自己交给神说神求你来使用我们会身边会发生什么
This is what happens if you think that becoming a Christian is just about God giving you what you want.
这就是这样会如果我们只是一个基督徒只是希望神给我们我们所想要的这就是
It happened to a local Christian during the second week in Chengdu.
当我们在成都带领这个Youth retreat 就是退休会的时候，有一个孩子身上所发生的事情。
Something bad happened to her.
有些坏事发生在她身上。
As a senior, she had studied all year for her exams. She had people praying for her and fasting for her, and she was sure she was going to pass.
我们都知道高三的学生都要去入大学考试，所以这是个高三的学生。他学习非常的努力。周围的弟兄姐妹也为他祷告，甚至是禁食祷告，所以他很有信心说：“我一定会考出好成绩，进一个好大学。”
She really believed that God had already promised her that she was going to get into a certain school, and that she had the faith to believe that it was going to happen.
她确确实实的相信神会给她一个应许，让她进入一个她所想进入的一个大学，而且她相信神会这么做。
And then it didn't happen.
但是事情并没有随他所想的这样发生。
She was angry.
她变得非常的发怒。
She was depressed.
她非常的低沉。
And her fellow believers, you know what they did? They questioned her faith and her work ethic. They said, "What's wrong with you?"
她其他的弟兄姐妹也开始在周围的人也开始在问她的信仰到底是真实的信仰。
But here's a really real tragedy. She starts saying to herself.Is God really there? Does God really care about me?
可悲的是他开始自己在问自己神是真实的吗神真的是很看顾我吗
My family has lost faith and I have worked as hard as I can. I don't think God is really there.
我做了我所能做的但是这件事情发生所以我觉得神不在哪
So,This was our introduction to Chengdu. This is the first question a student asked me. Does God really care about me as a Christian?
这是我到成都这个学生问我的第一个问题。 神真的很看顾我，很爱我们。
The first question of the youth retreat.
所以这是我遇到的第一个问题，当我带领这个儿童青年退休会的时候。
So I tried to show her some of God's answers and responses from the Bible. Well, you know, the Bible says this.
所以我开始想跟她分享，就是圣经里面神所说的，说圣经上这么说。
When we receive answers about prayer from God, sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no, sometimes the answer is wait, and sometimes the answer is maybe.
当我们在向神祷告的时候，求一些事情的时候，神的回答可能是是的，我应许，或者我不同意，或者是你需要等待，或者是可能。
I'm not sure that helped her very much.
我相信这我的回答不会给她有太多的帮助。
Although it is true.
其实是这样。
But what I was most concerned about was her attitude, that God was there to do whatever she wanted.
但是我最担心的是她对于神的这个态度，她说神应该去帮助我做我想要做的事。
This was the same attitude in the Bible that was expressed by two brothers who approached Jesus.
在福音书里面我们也可以看到有两个弟兄在到耶稣基督面前，他们带的是同样的态度。
Look at Mark chapter 10 verses 35 through 45 very quickly.
马可福音第十章第三十五节到第四十五节。
And I'm going to summarize it for you as you're looking it up, but it says, Lord, they come to him and they say, Lord, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
在这两个弟兄呢所说的就是说，哎，我希望主啊，我希望你做我们所要求你的，请求你为我们做的事情。
And Jesus said, okay, well, what is it that you want me to do? He was willing to listen.
你为什么要？他说，父子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。然后耶稣基督就说，你要我给你们做什么呢？
But to make a long story short, they didn't get it.
他们虽然是想做官，但是归根结底他没有做到任何的高位。
But Jesus gave them something even more important, an understanding of why he was there and why they were there.
但是耶稣基督给了他们更重要的答案，为什么基督会在那，为什么他们会在那。
For even the, look at verse 45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
45节，因为人子来就是基督来，并不是是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
That's why the Lord's Prayer, which is in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, says in the very beginning,God, your will be done.
这就是主导文开始的时候在马太福音第六章九节到第十三节开始就说神啊愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
And it doesn't say my will be done.
在那里根本就没有说到我的旨意或者是我的愿望。
So do you truly want God's will for your life? And do you really want to understand what that should mean? Because that's related to sharing the good news.
我们真的是希望能够懂得让上帝的旨意行成全，而不是我们自己的旨意来成全。
So this is
这就是我们要分享福音的一个原因。
So this is what we try to help her understand.
所以这是我希望她能够这个女孩子所能懂得。
And through prayer and through some discussion and sharing, she got it.
我们一起来祷告，然后来分享，最后她明白了。
And then you know what she did?
大家知道她下面怎么做吗？
She said to herself, I get it now. It's okay that I didn't pass this first time.
她说，我懂了，我其实现在没有进这个大学，没有什么关系。
I am here to do the will of God and to share His good news.
我到这里来的是，目的是来跟大家分享神的福音。
Wherever it takes me.
而这个福音能够把我带到什么地方。
So what she did is she went and she shared that with her entire congregation.
所以她出去跟她的所有的弟兄姐妹来分享这件事情。
And then they responded.
这个整个的弟兄姐妹们的回应。
And then she believed that this was true.
她相信神给她的爱是真实的。
And so that one touch by our missions team helped her grow.
所以这就是我们一个短宣队所经历的一件事。
And she said this has made all the difference in her life.
她说这件事情会在她的生命中有一个巨大的改变作用。
This is what happens when you're involved in sharing God's plan with good news.
这是啊，我们去跟大家去跟别人分享神的福音和神的计划的结果。
Now the stories you are going to hear from the kids about their own experiences as well as Sophie's experience.
我们今天从孩子口中或者是啊丽玲口中所听到的这些经历。
But what they're also going to be describing is how beautiful your feet can be too, just on a local level. You don't have to go to China to do this, but you do need to be just as equally excited and inspired.
所以我希望大家能够和短宣队一样受到激励，受到激发，不见得要在中国，就是在我们周围，让我们的脚中变得佳美。
The last page of the slide.Sharing in God's good news blessings involves hearing and being sent, sharing, and then hearing and believing.
所以总结一下，就是当我们要分享神的祝福、神的好消息的时候，我们首先要听见，然后被差遣。我们要出去跟别人来分享，其他人会听见，然后因着神的恩典来相信耶稣基督，成为基督徒。
After you hear their stories today, we want you to be that person.
当如果你还不是基督徒的话，当你听见我们今天的分享，我们希望你成为那个基督徒。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you.
今天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to see your word in a different way.
帮助我们，谢谢你帮助我们从另一个角度来看你的话语。
Father, there may be those here today who don't know you.
主啊，在我们中间可能有些人并没有相信你。
Please help them to also see how their lives can be different by accepting this good news about Jesus.
主啊，让他们看见，当他们接受从耶稣基督来的好消息的时候，他们的生命将会如何的被改变。
And Father, for those of us who are here who know you,
当主啊，我们中间有是你的儿女的
，Help us to hear what has been said today, and may our lives be different as well.
主啊，让我们也听见你今天给我们所说的，让我们。生命也有一个改变。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.